Dann kann man bei der Tat mischen, der Herr Charakas, und es ist damit für ein Maschkim Tme. Pieces from a Klichar, that were used for Maschkim Tme. If the Klichar, when it was hot, Maschkim Tme was put in it. And the Maschkim Tme, the liquid that was Tme, got absorbed into the Char. And then the Klichar is brought, the Nafu, the Avratan, and some of the pieces fell into the interior organ of it. Kusak Atan of Tame, Shesok Maschkim Lutz. If all these pieces from the Klichar were in the Tana was heated up, then the tana becomes tame from the liquid tmeh that was absorbed into the cher, as these liquids are drawn out through the intense heat in the tana, and our matame, the tana, as we said, the maskim tmeh, our matame, the tana, even if the maskim were not in avar tum. Now this cher that fell into the avar tana, if the tana was not heated up, it would not be matame, the tana. And since the maskim was absorbed into the cher, but there's no maskim on the exterior of the cher, so the cher had been washed off, any maskim that are there are absorbed into the interior of the cheret. Therefore, without heating up the tana, those maskim will not be metame the tana, since they're nivla into the cheret. But once the tana is heated up and the maskim is drawn out from the cheret, that maskim would be metame the tana. The same with gefes chadasha. The same would be true by gefes chadasha. Gefes is the remains of olives after they are pressed for their oil. And the remains have a little bit of oil still nivla, still absorbed into the remains. And it's chadasha, it's new, it's within 12 months from the time it was pressed. And it fell into the avar atana. So the mashkim that is inside that gefet, even if it's tame, even if it was pressed by a person that's tame, and therefore the oil became tame, it would not be mitame, the tana, since it's absorbed into the gefet. But if the tana is heated up, then the oil that is absorbed in the gefet would be drawn out from the gefet and would be mitame, the tana would have the same din as a cher that had absorbed maskim tmeim. Avo b'yishana tar. But if the gefet is yashan, then the tana is tar, even if it's heated up. If the gefet is more than 12 months after it has been pressed, then we can assume there's no longer any oil absorbed in the gefet. It probably had already dried up, so therefore it would not be mitame the tana, even if the tana is heated up. Vim yadua sheyotze mehem maskim. Afilu v'achar shalashanam nimah. But if we know for a fact that there is some maskim left that can't escape from the gefet, that even though it's been more than 12 months since it was pressed, there is still some oil left in the gefet, in such a case, and even if it's after 3 years from the time it was pressed and the gefet had fallen into the tana and the tana was heated up, the oil that would escape from the gefet would be metame the tana. So, Kelim Paritas, Mishnah of Dabar, Gefet Vazagin Shanasu Bitara. The remains of olives and grapes that originally were pressed, bitara, people that were tar pressed them through the oil and wine. The halchah land to me. After they were pressed, people that were tame stepped on the remains of the olives and the grapes. Bachach yatum hem mashkim tahar. And after the people that were tame stepped on the remains of the olives and grapes, a little bit of mashkin came out from them. That mashkin is tar. Shem mitchilas masu bitara. The reason being that since originally the olives and grapes were stepped on and pressed by people that were tar, and that mashkin was tar. Even though now people that were tame stepped on the remains and a little bit of mashkin came out, since when they stepped on the remains, they did not intend that mashkin should come out. They were not mitame the mashkin, as opposed to if originally the olives and the grapes were pressed by people that were tame, that mashkin would become tame. And then any mashkin that comes out from the remains also would be tame, since a little bit of the mashkin that came out originally probably seeped back into the olives and grapes. So therefore, if somebody stepped on the remains, even if he wasn't intending to be moti the mashkin, that mashkin would be tame, since a little bit of the mashkin that originally had been pressed reabsorbed into the grapes and olives, and that mashkin was tame. If mitame, the rest of the mashkin is still left in the remains. But in this case, that originally they were pressed bitara, so that mashkin that came out originally was tar. Now that people that are tame stepped on them and were mighty, the little bit of mashkin that's left in the remains, since they didn't intend to be mighty mashkin, they're not mitame, the little bit of mashkin that came out. Kosha bala satinur, malame shabala esadarb. A kush is a spindle with a hook at the end that's used for spinning, and the hook got entirely pushed into the kush. And a malame is a stick that is used to guide oxen when they're plowing, and it has a spike at the end, and the spike got entirely pushed into the malame. The vena shabala esatabas, a brick that swallowed a ring, meaning to say the ring fell into the unbaked clay and the clay was baked into a brick with a ring inside. Stain tahir. the ring, the spike, and the hook are tar. Nichmesu lo ayah made nitmu. If the brick or the melamed of the kush was brought into the ayah made under the same roof as the mace, the ring, the spike, or the hook would become tame from the mace, even though it's swallowed entirely, absorbed by the kush, the melamed, or the levena. It would not protect the ring, spike, and hook inside them from becoming tame in the ayah made. This is not similar to a smid psil, a tightly sealed kli cheret that would protect the things inside. So therefore, in this case, even though it's surrounded by a kli, it still becomes tame from the ayah made. He sitan hazav nitmu. If a zav would move the levena, melamed, or kush, then the spike, hook, and ring inside them would become tame. Even if the zav does not touch it, just moves it, they would become tame. As a zav is mitame, even the things that are inside a kli cheret that have a smid psil, certainly in this case that it's not similar to a smid psil, the zav would be mitame then behesed. Naflu la'aber hataner tahar timu. If the levena, melamed, or kush would fall into the aber of a taner, which was tar, and the ring, hook, or spike was tame, they would be metame the tanor, and even though they are surrounded by the brick, melamed, or kush, they are still metame the tanor, as even something inside a klicheret, which is tame, and the klicheret has its mitzil, that would not stop the things inside of them from being metame the tanor. As a mitzil only protects the things inside of them from becoming tame, not from being metame others. And certainly in this case, as we said, it's not similar to a mitzil, it doesn't have a din of a mitzil. So therefore, the ring inside the brick, or the spike inside the melamed, or the hook inside the kush would be mitame the tana that it fell into. Naga behem kikar shel truma tar. If a kikar shel truma, a piece of bread that was truma touched, the levena or melamed or kush, the kikar shel truma would be tar, would not become tame from the ring that's inside the levena, or from the spike that's inside the melamed, or from the hook that's inside the kush. As even though the ring, the spike, and the hook are tame, they're not mitame the levena, melamed, or kush that surrounds them. As the kush and the melamed are made out of eggs, and a kli eggs is not makapa tuma unless it has a base keeper, unless it has a receptacle. And a kush and a melamed do not have a receptacle, so they do not become tame from the hook and spike that's in them, and therefore the kikish or tuma that touches the kush or the melamed would not become tame. And so too, the ring that's inside the levena, the brick, is not mitame the brick. If the brick is made out of charis, and charis also is not makabal tuma unless it has a toch, unless it has an inside, and this levena does not have an inside, it would not be makabal tuma from the tabas, and therefore when the kikishot truma touches the levena, it would not become tuma.